This is Journey Free Podcast, a sacred space with Unique Hershey, a multidimensional one who loves to meet life experiences and conversation. She inspires others to embrace their differences and encourages them to love themselves for the uniqueness that they are. Listen for candid conversations on lifestyle, spirituality, wellness, sexuality, and inspiration. All are welcome to converse, engage, and share. So come catch this vibe because it's a blessing.
So a lot of us have come into relationship with or contact with debt, especially if you live in America. It is a very normalized thing, and I just want to speak to you guys about my journey through that. If y'all are interested in hearing my story, definitely stay tuned because it's a wild one. Bring you guys into my financial peace journey because it has definitely been a journey. Let's just say I'm on leg 2.5 of trying to get my money right. I wanted to come and give y'all my debt story because I think it's a pivotal part of my experience as to why my life has been the way that it has been over the past few years. I got my first credit card when I was 18. They had representatives from Discover Card to come on campus and talk to us about credit and signing up for a credit card. And so when I first signed up, I had a credit limit of $500. And I don't know about y'all, but $500 of free money sound like a good deal to me. So I signed up. I had this Discover card, and over the course of time, you probably guessed it, I maxed it out, and I ended up incurring so many fees on this card and collecting so much interest that the money that I owe actually surpassed the amount of my credit limit, which was crazy. My credit utilization was already through the roof, and guess what I did? Yep, you guessed it, I got another card. I fell into the credit card trap really, really early because I had a serious issue with shopping and living beyond my means. Now, this is something that I have overcome in present day, but I'm gonna tell y'all, if this is something that you deal with in your own personal life, you can get yourself out of it. I had an obsession with eating out, shopping, and trying to live up to the expectations of the next person and like outshining next people. So I used to shop because I felt like it filled emotional voids for me that were within about my unworthiness, about not being accepted and not feeling pretty enough. And I thought that me having the latest clothes, me having the most trendiest products and all of that was going to compensate for it. So when it was all said and done, you guys, I ended up taking out 11 credit cards. Yep, you guessed it. I had 11 credit cards in rotation at one time. And let me tell y'all something. The company that you keep is so essential to how it is that you navigate with your money, because I had people in my life at that time who were also very, very intense shoppers, and they had so many credit cards, like up to 18, up to 20, up to 25 credit cards all at once. And so it started to become a thing for us to just swipe our cards, go shopping, only make the minimum payments. And it got to a point where I was just like, this is overwhelming for me. I had so many bills coming in. I would be late on my payments because I could not afford to pay my balances. I would do the minimum $25 here, $25 there, very inconsistently to try to pay these cards off. And it got to a point where I just could not juggle the 11 cards anymore. And I started to feel very, very stressed out and overwhelmed around the predicament that I put myself in. And I didn't have anything to show for it. I think the last straw for me was when I took out a computer on credit, and I got it from Amazon. So I had financed through Synchrony, and I got me a new computer and some other things to invest into my channel, because I felt like it was something that I really needed to do to elevate my brands, to elevate my channel. And while I say that I would never regret making that purchase and investing into my YouTube channel, I could definitely have waited and just kept using what it was that I already had. And so I ended up taking out money to be able to get a computer on Amazon for my channel. And sometime later, that computer ended up getting stolen from me. And I still had this debt that I ended up refusing to pay because I didn't feel like life was fair. I had this victim mentality that I don't feel like I should have to pay for this because I don't have it anymore and everything like that. And that is what the reality of a lot of things become when you go into debt and purchase items. Like, if you don't have insurance or protection over these things and they get stolen, you're gonna still have to pay for that item. You're gonna still have to pay for that bill. If you drive a car without insurance, you're still gonna have to pay that bill. That stuff follows you wherever it is that you go. And so the credit cards for me was something that was a huge impact on my credit. And that's honestly, y'all, how it all started. So I've had them all, baby. I had Victoria's Secret, which if y'all didn't know, you can use Victoria's Secret at multiple stores. I can't remember them right now, but there was like three other stores that you could use your Victoria's Secret card because they were with the same company. I had that Discover card. I had Synchrony with Amazon, Overstock, Macy's. Oh my gosh, Macy's had me in a chokehold. It was my favorite store ever. I haven't been in there in so many months and I'm so proud of myself, but Macy's also had me in a chokehold. That's five. And then I had so many others that I just can't remember. And that was my credit card debt. When I was in high school, I actually got into a car accident and I was driving without insurance and I ended up getting a legal judgment put against me. It was about $6,800 and I was paying on that legal judgment well into my late 20s. And it took me forever because that was another debt that I had resentment around because I felt like I didn't have to pay for that because I felt like I didn't do anything. I feel like the insurance company failed me in that situation as well as the court system. And so I had so much resentment around this debt that I just let it collect interest over time. It was multiple times where I got my license suspended. It was multiple times where they garnished my wages. I also had to have a SR-22 filing on my driving record. And anytime that you would miss a payment, they didn't play that. They would tell the DMV and you would ultimately have to pay them $1,000 to be able to start up on a payment plan again. And I used to chalk out $1,000 to them. I had to do it like three times. When it was all said and done, I ended up paying close to $9,000 for a legal judgment that was only initially $6,800. And I'm just thinking like, wow, what I could have did with $9,000 in my lifetime. Yeah, I got ideas. Other than the credit cards and the legal judgment, I was normal. I took out student loans. I thought that the only way to go to college was to either get scholarships or take out student loans to pay for them. While I had so many scholarships and so many grants at a Virginia school, I wanted to get as far away from home as I could. And keeping that in mind, I ended up having to pay out-of-state tuition. I was living on campus for the first 2 years, so I was paying housing, room and board. And let me tell you, the school that I went to ain't cheap. I can definitely say that when I first started, a year of school for me would be $42,000, and every year they would increase the tuition rate by $2,000. So I went from $42,000 to $44,000 to $46,000 up to $48,000 per year paying to go to school. I got a Parent PLUS loan that was taken out in my mom's name. After that, I took out unsubsidized and subsidized loans each year that I was in school. So $2,000 here, $4,000 there, $5,000 here, $7,000 there, $10,000 here. And I did that multiple times. When it was all said and done, you guys, I had 12 student loans in my name. And I also had Parent PLUS loans in my mom's name. My loans alone was around $50,000. My mom ended up taking out like $40,000 for me to go to school. And my student loans was another debt that I felt like I shouldn't have to pay for because I wasn't educated around the implications of what student loans mean. Nobody told me what it means. They just said, sign this paper, you'll get this money, and you use it for school. right? But I didn't know like the depths of what that mean. And if there's anyone out here who doesn't really understand the depths of what student loans mean, you can look up this free documentary. It's called Borrowed Future, and it will give you so much insight and intel around the student loan scam and business that you will probably clutch your pearls. One thing that I know that is a very common debt scheme that people run into is financing cars. Some people have the idea that the only way that you can buy a car is if you have a car note. Now, fast forward, I know that that is not true, but back then I had no idea. I thought the only way that you can get a car was to finance it, because that's all I seen was around me. Everybody just threw a car note into their debts. I never seen anybody get cash cars. So my very first car, luckily for me, I actually saved the money for it, and then I got my family to spot the remaining balance that I didn't have, which was a few hundred dollars, and I was able to get this car for like $1,300, got my registration, everything. It was my first car, a beater car, and I did not have a car payment in the world. But over time, that car ran into a lot of mechanical issues and stuff, to the point where it would overheat all the time. And girl, I would just end up on the side of the road and I couldn't take it anymore. After that car, I waited a little bit, saved some more money. And then I also took out a student loan that was higher than the actual amount that I needed to cover my school fees. And with that student loan, I ended up getting another car with my refund check. And then I had a friend to spot me the remaining difference that I didn't have. So I ended up getting this car for $4,300. I put $3,800 down. And then, being that I got it from a buy here, pay here place, I financed for the remaining balance between the $3,800 and the $4,300. And I was set to pay that off within 2 months. I did pay that car off within 2 months, but I still had a lien on it, and it was still somebody else's before it was mine. Lucky for me, I was able to drive that car for 5 years. I did not have a car note or anything like that. And over the course of time, that car actually broke down and I was not able to put the repairs into it, because the repairs would end up costing more than the actual value of the car. So what did that mean? Me not saving enough money to get a car that was reliable, I had to take out an auto loan, and I was sick to my stomach. I had felt like I failed at life at the fact that I had to take out this loan, but I was very adamant that I wasn't going to go to a big dealership and finance a car for thousands and thousands of dollars. I was very adamant about that. So I used my emergency fund to be able to spot the difference that the loan didn't cover. I initially applied for about $6,000, if I'm not mistaken, and I got approved for $6,800 on that car. I got an auto loan through my credit union, and they offered me a good amount on me being able to put towards the car, and then I used cash for the rest. Now, ideally speaking, you guys, I would have paid full cash for the car so that I did not have a car note. However, I have been aggressively paying towards that loan because I really don't want to go full term. I just don't want the interest to accrue over time on the auto loan. So that's pretty much where a lot of my debt came from. In addition to that, I have had hypertension since I was 17, so I would go to the hospital a lot. I would be in and out of the doctor's offices a lot as it related to my health problems. And so, as you can probably guess, I collected medical debt, so I also had medical debt. And then some other miscellaneous debt would be crazy things like signing up for a full year membership to Six Flags and not paying my car insurance, like little things like that I also had on my credit. I was going to this church, they started talking about becoming debt free. And so I was just like, this is interesting. Why would somebody be debt free? Like, you need debt to be able to get a car. You need debt to be able to get a house. That's what I was taught. But they bought this class called Financial Peace University. So me and my friend at the time, we signed up for Financial Peace University. And it was so eye-opening for me, you guys. And as soon as I learned these things, I hopped on board immediately. I was like, I am going to clean up this mess in my life. I'm going to take accountability for what it is that I had done. And would y'all believe I cut all 11 of my credit cards, and I made a commitment and a promise to myself that I would no longer take out debt to be able to pay for things that I cannot afford. If I don't have the cash for it, I cannot afford it. Since that time, I have not applied for a credit card and I have not used a credit card. I only use my debit card. And through that class, through that process, I learned so much, and I ended up getting to a point where it was like I hit rock bottom, where I didn't have income, I didn't have money, and it put a halt on me being able to get out of debt and address my debt-free journey. The Financial Peace University comes from Dave Ramsey's program. Dave Ramsey is like a financial guru in my opinion, and he has this method called the baby steps. And so I went on the baby steps, and I was able to get myself $1,000 emergency fund and go into baby step two, which is pay off all your debt except the house. And I got into that mode, and I was in that mode strong. But when I hit rock bottom, I had to start all the way over to zero, you guys, to the point where it was like I was only getting like $70 working through a temp agency every 2 weeks. Little money. I was broke as a joke, and it was to the point where like I couldn't even pay my own phone bill. Like RIP to my old phone number, because that phone got cut off and a creep got my number. But it was so bad. So I ended up going back to my mom's house. I started to work part-time, and I honestly just coasted. I coasted. I made sure that I had my four walls, and that was it. I couldn't do any more than that. I couldn't push out any more than that, and that's all that I had to give. That's why I say I'm on this journey part 2.5, because I have tried twice, and this time I'm trying again because I already tried before, and then I tried a little bit right after I moved with my mom. But now I feel like I'm full in on the process, on the program to become 100% debt free. My payoff amount of how much debt I have paid so far with being on this plan, and let's just say your girl paid off a whole lot of money. So far I've paid off a whole lot of money. I low-key high-key could have had a whole down payment for a whole house, the amount of money that I have paid into paying off debts. That is my debt story, you guys. I was normal. I had a little bit of everything, but now I am moving over into financial peace, where I'm ready to be weird. I'm ready to be a person who lives in a space and in a way with no debt in my life, unless I have a home. And that's the most ideal situation for me, you guys, because honestly, just having that peace is something that you cannot buy. And also, you have so much more intentionality. You're very more specific. You're very more like disciplined about where it is that you're putting your money and what it is that you're doing with your money. Thank y'all so much for taking the time to listen to my debt story. If y'all find that I go MIA, I go missing a lot on this space, I'm not as consistent on this space as I used to be, just know that I am getting to the bag, I am getting to the money, and I am clearing up the mess that I made. I am committed to be debt free by 33. That's my mission, that's my goal, and that's my highest priority, my highest focus right now. And I hope that y'all have an understanding of that. But know that you can always reach out to me and connect with me on social media at Unique Tershay. Alright, journeys, thank y'all so much for listening to my debt story. Stay tuned for part 2.